Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about back-to-school shopping on a budget. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Susan Cosgrove, Mississippi State University Extension Financial Management Agent. Susan, why is it important to plan now for back-to-school shopping?
Back-to-school season is upon us. Many retailers will be running their back-to-school ads, and parents need to be planning these expenditures because this is an expense that they do not plan in their budget, so it's kind of hard to fit it in. So that's why they need to be planning now so that it won't be a big expense right when school begins.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. Now, where do parents begin?
They need to begin with a class supply list. They should inventory items that you already have with the ones on hand and left over from last school year, things like backpacks, folders, papers, and so forth. Identify the items on the list that you will need to buy. Look for retail or sale ads in your local newspaper or online. Many retailers are advertising on social media now. You may see large discounts on class supplies to entice you to visit the store, but do not go to the store without your class supply list and only purchase the items that are on your list. You can find substantial savings at your local discount or dollar stores. If you have an elementary or preschool age child, scissors, glue, erasers, crayons, and supplies like this can be purchased for far less at these stores than at chain or office supply stores. And you will find many of the items are the same familiar name brands. You should also pay close attention to your supermarket weekly circulars for great deals on basic supplies like loose leaf paper and pens. And you will save time and gasoline by getting your weekly grocery shopping done at the same time. In the long run, that will save you money.
Yeah, school supplies are very expensive. But what about clothes and shoes?
This category can be a large expense, especially when the children are growing so fast. So this is an excellent time to inventory your child's clothes closet. Identify the clothes and shoes that they have grown out of or that your children just don't wear. Consider taking these clothes, which are in good shape, to a local clothing consignment shop. Selling clothes at a consignment store may earn you a few extra dollars, and many of the consignment retailers offer buying discounts to the sellers. Garage sales are still successful for many. Before you go clothes shopping, be sure to check the school's dress code. Then make an inventory of the items that you need to start the school year, and be sure that you know if your school requires uniforms. Sometimes you can find uniform swaps organized by churches or other local organizations. Identify certain items that you might be able to wait to purchase later in the year, because you certainly wouldn't need to buy a coat this time of the year.
Okay, so will there be a sales tax holiday in Mississippi this year?
Yes, our state legislature passed this law in 2009. The Mississippi sales tax holiday begins at 12:01 a.m. on Friday, July 31st, and ends at 12 midnight, Saturday, August 1st. According to state legislation, sales tax is not due on the sale of articles of clothing or footwear if the sales price of a single item is less than $100. The Mississippi Department of Revenue has an official guide to the sales tax holiday with a list of eligible and non-eligible items. So this is a great time to save a lot of money.
What other advice do you have for shopping on a budget?
You should just prioritize your school shopping list in order of importance while talking to your children about the difference between needs and wants. Develop a budget based on your needs. If you still have additional funds available, then you can allocate some money to the wants. But while doing your back-to-school shopping, you are less likely to overspend if you pay with cash as opposed to using your credit card. So shopping with a credit card is very convenient, but since there are no immediate consequences for using your credit card, you're just more likely to overspend. So when you're using cash, once all your cash is gone, you're finished with your back-to-school shopping.
Today we've been speaking with Susan Cosgrove, Mississippi State University Extension Area Agent. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.